The Senator from Kentucky.
I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak. I will speak as long as it takes until the alarm is sounded from coast to coast that our Constitution is important, that your rights to trial by jury are precious, that no American should be killed by a drone on American soil without first being charged with a crime, without first being found to be guilty by a court.
Holder's speech comes 5 months after a U.S. drone killed the U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen.
United States citizenship alone does not make such individuals immune from being targeted.
A drone in Yemen 2 weeks later killed Awlaki's 16-year-old son, also a U.S. citizen. The Obama administration has steadfastly refused to provide the specific legal case behind the killing of the three. In keeping with White House policy, during his remarks, Holder refused to even confirm the existence of the CIA Joint Special Operations Command drone program that carried out the attack.
This is the most transparent administration in history, I can document how that is the case.
What will you do to create a legal framework to make American citizens within the United States know that drone strikes cannot be used against American citizens?
Well, first of all, I think there's never been a drone used on an American citizen on American soil.
I'm not accusing anybody of being that evil, but what I am saying is that in a democracy, you could someday elect someone who is very evil. That's why we don't give the power or to the government.
Due process and judicial process are not one and the same, particularly when it comes to national security.
To give up on that principle, to give up on the Bill of Rights, to give up on the Fifth Amendment protection that says that no person shall be held without due process, that no person shall be held for a capital offense without being indicted.
Tell the president to do what I think really is in his heart, and that is to say, absolutely, we're not going to be killing Americans, not in a combat situation, that we will obey the Constitution, that the Fifth Amendment does apply to all Americans, and there aren't exceptions. But I thank you very much for the forbearance, and I yield the floor.